How can an understanding of the theology of the cross help in times of pain, suffering, and loss? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is titled The Problem of Suffering, A Father's Hope. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase The Problem of Suffering by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Problem of Suffering, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. As promised, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites for you to listen to. Wow, this week we could have gone with five or six, but we always try and keep it to four for the sake of brevity. This is how the game works. You listen to the soundbites that we have for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio. Then, having listened, you vote. You are voting for the soundbite that you think should be soundbite of the week. Your reasons are your own. We'd love to hear why you're voting for that soundbite. But if you like it, you dislike it, you find it remarkable, you find it repugnant, those are all good reasons to vote for a soundbite to be soundbite of the week. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, and pen to the best vote on this Friday afternoon. And we are coming to you live. It's January the 27th. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or on our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. If you're voting via email or Twitter or the Facebook fan page, make sure you leave your city and your state and your reason for voting for the bite that you think should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Stephen Furtig. He's a pastor at Elevation Church, preaching the Christian and not the Christ. Just listen.
This is what the Lord put on my heart for you tonight, is to tell you how to take this moment and make it into momentum, because inspiration can come in a moment, but momentum comes from obedience. You can miss your moment because you magnify the mistakes of your past. When you magnify the mistakes of your past, then you actually dwarf the potential of the God who is already in your future. You know, Bishop T.D. Jakes is my preaching hero. He took some time with me afterwards to help me. He's such a great man of God, and he is talking in this real low voice. He said, "This is your moment." He said it about three or four more times. He said, "This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your moment. This is your moment. I've come to declare this is your moment. Your moment." I believe that every moment that you send into my life is meant to be an opportunity for me to become what you've made me to be. And I won't miss my moment.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Stephen Furtig of Elevation Church, preaching the Christian, sadly, not the Christ. If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Robert George. We had him on recently talking about Roe v. Wade. I asked him, what's the biggest myth about Roe v. Wade?
That it's written in stone and can't be reversed. It can be reversed, and I'll tell you, Todd, it will be reversed. It's now almost impossible for anybody to defend the regime of abortion on demand without being embarrassed by it. The moral authority, the moral weight, is on our side. The other side can only defend its proposition in a very defensive way, and that's in part because we now know so much of the science, and as a matter of sheer scientific fact, we know that abortion is the taking of an innocent human life, that the child in the womb who's killed in the embryonic or fetal stage is a living member of the species Homo sapiens, a human being like you or me, only at an earlier developmental stage. And sonography has been an enormous help as well. So this creates cognitive dissonance for the other side. They know they're defending killing. They know they're defending an atrocity. They know they're defending killing an unborn child, what they know to be an unborn child, when they're not thinking about abortion. When they're thinking about anything else, including the birth of the baby to come, they call it an unborn child. And suddenly they have to flee that language and start referring to the baby as a fetus or an embryo in the context of abortion so that they can justify killing.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George, the biggest myth about Roe v. Wade, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org for your votes or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Gregory Schultz. He's talking here about a Christian response to suffering.
Hi, my name is Greg. Hi, Greg. I am an addict. I'm addicted to the theology of glory. And it's been only a matter of minutes since I looked to triumph on my own resources and my own strength when I really need to rely on the theology of the cross and on Christ himself looking after me. I also think that it is the case, just speaking very honestly, Todd, that sometimes I found myself getting angry at the shallow approach that very well-meaning folks were taking toward my family and me by basically encouraging us somehow to find closure, to get over things. Members of the family and our circle of friends, great people all, who nonetheless acted as if, you know, it's been a couple months now, it's been a year or two now, really you should be over this and get on with being a cheerful, smiling believer. So there's a certain disingenuousness in this. I also think that the honesty of praying Psalm 6 and the other penitential psalms and actually using the Lord's word and listening to the way Jesus talks about mourning with those who mourn, that ought to be the antidote to our American superficiality in trying to get suffering over and done with and have grieving people achieve closure and not realize that grieving is part of our Christian vocation, really.
That's soundbite number three. It's time to get ready to vote because here comes soundbite number four. It comes this week from Pastor Jim Remke, our pastor's roundtable. He came prepared with a few words and some thoughts on those words from John Chrysostom on the Transfiguration and the cross.
He is transfigured to manifest the glory of the cross, to console Peter and the others in their dread of the passion and to bring their minds to elevated understanding. Those who went up with him did not hold their peace, but were destined to speak of the glory which he was to accomplish at Jerusalem, of his passion and the glory of the cross. And those that went up with him, I believe Chrysostom is talking about here, is Moses and Elijah. So they're here to say, hey, I'm going to die. That's the reason I came, is to die. And look at what it is that God is offering up for your sins. I'm not any man. I am the Son of God who has taken on flesh, and you will see me glorified, not here in this blinding light, not in the midst of Moses and Elijah, but you will see the Son of Man glorified when he's lifted up above the earth upon the cross, where Jesus pays the full price for our sins. And this is, I love how Chrysostom ties the transfiguration to the passion, as though this is nothing. You want to really see some glory of God. Look at him dying and bleeding on the cross for your sins.
That was soundbite number four, Pastor Jim Remke on St. John Chrysostom talking of the transfiguration and the cross. The soundbite number four, it's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. This break is a great time to call and vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week there. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to include your city and state. We'll be back with your votes after this.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrive and Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrive and Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrive and Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues, Etc. in 2012 with Thrive and Choice.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
All right, it's time for you to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 27th of January. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote. That's the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. The four soundbites for you to consider when you're voting for Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number one, a montage of Pastor Stephen Furtig preaching, sadly, the Christian rather than the Christ. Soundbite number two, Dr. Robert George on the biggest myth about Roe v. Wade. Soundbite number three, Dr. Gregory Schultz on a Christian response to suffering. And soundbite number four, Pastor Jim Remke on St. John Chrysostom on the Transfiguration and the Cross. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. We go first to the phone where Kathy's waiting in St. Charles. Kathy, welcome.
Yes, thank you. I want to vote for Pastor Schultz, and I'd like to give you my reason. It's not just because of what he said about his own personal experience, but if we look at Scripture, Peter encouraged Christ to be a theologian of glory and to turn from his cross of suffering to be a theologian of glory. And Pastor Schultz was encouraged to just get over it and not think about his suffering. We, as our family, have been encouraged to bear up under the burdens ourselves and turn, you know, back to ourselves like the little engine that could. When people say God won't give you more than you can handle, the misquoting of Scripture. So I vote for Pastor Schultz, and I think also that 1, 3, and 4 all kind of have a similar theme where, you know, the focus is away from Christ and his cross to the individual.
Kathy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. In Kansas City, here's Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, Etc. It's a great resource. And before I tell you who I'm voting for, Pastor Wilkin, let me ask you right now, is this my moment on Issues, Etc.?
I guess if you want it to be.
Okay.
I'm sure Stephen Furtig certainly would say it probably is.
Yes, okay. Well, I hope I don't blow it here anyway. Otherwise, I guess it'll never happen again.
Your...
But yeah, I have to...
One chance. You one chance.
Okay. I guess I'll have to go with Stephen Furtick. And the only reason is because just this past, it's been a couple of weeks ago, I heard Rick Warren talking about Elevation Church. And evidently Rick Warren and his purpose-driven theology had a hand in planting Elevation Church, Stephen Furtick's church. And I just wanted to say that, you know, this 40 days of your purpose-driven life that is just... it's all over the LCMS church. That's really what this leads to. It leads to churches like Stephen Furtick's church and some that are even worse. I mean, if there are worse. So I'd like to encourage people within the LCMS to, you know, try to move away from that purpose-driven nonsense and get back to Christ.
Yeah, we do see where it leads. Mike, thank you very much for listening. Kansas City votes for soundbite number one, a montage of Stephen Furtick on preaching the Christian, not the Christ. Let's see. Scott is listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for Gregory Schultz's soundbite because he stated very well that if you're a Christian, you can take comfort in the fact that Christ suffered with you and in your place. But if you're a prosperity-driven sheep beater, you can pretend the only suffering you'll have is rebuke from a confessional Lutheran with a press pass. But that's why you have bouncers. I guess the suffering of Christ doesn't have enough momentum for some people.
Scott, thanks for listening in Illinois. He makes reference to the fact that Chris Roseborough, a friend of this program, was turned away from the Elephant Room conference. Didn't even get past the lobby. He was escorted off and threatened with arrest for trespassing, for just trying to go and see what was going on in the conference. Nice reference there. Andy's listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Andy, thanks for waiting.
Hi, Todd. I'm for number three, and this is, again, from personal experience. I've just been through surgery and a long period of recovery. God's been with me every step of the way and helped me, and yet when the least little thing goes wrong in my life, I'm going, where are you, God? Where are you? And the same thing true for many of my friends. God's been there for them. And when I see them have a problem, I'm going, where are you, God? And it's that strict theology of glory, and it's just horrible. It's an addiction, I agree.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Hope you're feeling better as well. Benjamin says, I vote for Pastor Remke. The transfiguration looks like glory. It looks like Jesus is showing the heavenly glory of who he really is, yet Pastor Remke takes us away from that line of thinking, just as Jesus does with Peter, James, and John. The true glory of God is not on a high mountain in gleaming whiteness. It is in a low place in bloody atonement. Benjamin, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Beth listens in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. And Beth says, this may end up being the quote of the year. Pastor Schultz is right that we are all addicted to the theology of glory, as is our culture, especially politics, and much of Christendom in America. He's also right that Satan is God's devil. Woe, 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 that we would be unbearable without the guidance of Psalm 6 and other psalms to teach us that we can't ourselves handle the tribulations of our lives, and that God brings us to teach us that very reality. He wants us to turn to him in faith, to trust him, to call upon him for strength and grace. Thanks for all the quotes and for all the interviews that went with them. And Beth, thanks for listening in West Virginia. Tom listens in Racine, Wisconsin. Every year I appreciate more the depth of the transfiguration of Christ. One vote for Pastor Remke and Chrysostom for showing how powerfully this points us to the cross. You want to see glory? It's at the cross. Great stuff. Tom, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. And also in Wisconsin, here's Josh.
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. I wanted to vote for Soundbite 1. The very beginning of the soundbite, he starts off by saying something along the lines of, oh, the message that Jesus put on my heart to preach to you. And that just struck me as such a sharp contrast compared to the pastor who says, the text for this sermon is from book, chapter, and then verses. I don't know what it was about that soundbite today, but that just struck me really hard.
Josh, thank you, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Yeah, it's all where you begin, isn't it? Emily says, I'm voting for Dr. Robert George. After 39 years of Roe v. Wade, we have all the tools to render abortion illegal. Our young people know that life begins at conception, and I hope to see abortion ended in my lifetime. Don't we all? Here's a vote from Susan in Texas, voting for Dr. Robert George. Roe v. Wade decision can be reversed. Thank you, Dr. George, for giving us hope, and warm regards to the Issues Etc. gang. Dana in Corunna, Indiana is voting for soundbite number three. That would be Dr. Gregory Schultz. His words are well chosen, especially the first part about how we are all addicted to a theology of glory. His honesty and realism points us to the comfort of Christ offering us in the midst of our suffering. What a contrast to the soundbite number one, which is all about the theology of glory. The theology of glory leaves people bankrupt when they encounter the trials of this world. I also like soundbite number three, and I'd like to suggest that we pray Psalm 6 when struggling. It does bring great comfort. Dana, thanks for listening there. The Issues Etc. book of the month that you're hearing so much about here is called The Problem of Suffering. It comes from Dr. Gregory Schultz and his life experience, but he does not take the comfort from his life experience. He takes it from the external and objective Word of God for us. I highly recommend this book called The Problem of Suffering. Browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order The Problem of Suffering, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The winner this week of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number three, Dr. Gregory Schultz, Christian Suffering.
Hi, my name is Greg. Hi, Greg. I am an addict. I'm addicted to the theology of glory. And it's been only a matter of minutes since I looked to triumph on my own resources and my own strength when I really need to rely on the theology of the cross and on Christ himself looking after me. I also think that it is the case, just speaking very honestly, Todd, that sometimes I found myself getting angry at the shallow approach that very well-meaning folks were taking toward my family and me by basically encouraging us somehow to find closure, to get over things. Members of the family and our circle of friends, great people all, who nonetheless acted as if, you know, it's been a couple months now, it's been a year or two now, really you should be over this and get on with being a cheerful, smiling believer. So there's a certain disingenuousness in this. I also think that the honesty of praying Psalm 6 and the other penitential psalms and actually using the Lord's word and listening to the way Jesus talks about mourning with those who mourn, that ought to be the antidote to our American superficiality and trying to get suffering over and done with and have grieving people achieve closure and not realize that grieving is part of our Christian vocation, really.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week, Dr. Gregory Schultz, talking about Christian suffering. Benjamin in Indiana, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send out to you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted and everybody who participated in Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. Talk about participation. Our listeners were great participants in the Thrivent Choice program, supporting Lutheran Public Radio last year to the tune of about $15,000. We think they can do $20,000 this year. That's our hope and our goal for our listeners. Now, if you have given to Issues Etc. through the Thrivent Choice program before, you have to resubscribe this year for 2012. So go to our website, issuesetc.org, click donate, look for the Thrivent Financial for Lutherans logo. Remember, you need to designate those charitable dollars to Lutheran Public Radio. That's how it gets to Issues Etc. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Ken Samples of Reasons to Believe about the Mayan calendar and all those 2012 doomsday predictions. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.